Lord. Amen. Let's go to the book of James chapter 4 this morning. That's where we are. James chapter 4. For whence comes wars, fightings among you, flesh against the spirit. Galatians 6, a sowing process. Come they not hence even of your desire, your lust, our lust, that war in our members. Amen. That is that we don't let our body control us, but we control our what? By coming ye out from among them. Be ye separate, said the Lord. Touch not, touch not, handle not. Amen. That's how you deal with lust. Amen. You can't play with the devil and the devil twos and come out a winner. Amen. Y'all hear what I just said? So you can't play with the devil and his twos and still come out a winner. You got to make a decision whom you're going to serve. Matthew 6:24. You can't serve two masters. Amen. You know those three words we talked about? You got the Ephesians 5:17. You got to understand, am I right? That is to know 1 John 5:13. So you can make that transformation. All this week we've been making transformation. Amen. This is a work in progress. So that we don't let lust control us. I don't know that word. Lust ain't nothing but desire. Amen. You can desire good or you can desire bad. It's that frame of mind between your two ears. Amen. In relationship. Because we know how the world is. This is the world, folks. Amen. You know, I was surprised last night when that happened, but that don't affect me, amen. That's the world problem, amen. That's the reason why we even more need to look unto Jesus, the author and the finish of our faith, because man is wrong, amen. Am I right? See, and we need to realize that. Those are worldly affairs, amen, that we don't deal with. So you need to understand what that word lust is, that word desire is. That is that you got to come ye out from among them. Let's go there in case you don't know. 2 Corinthians right quick. 6. See, you need to mark that. Matter of fact, you need to write that by that word lust. Amen. 2 Corinthians. All right. Chapter 6. All right. See. Beginning in verse 14. I'm not going to read the whole thing. Thank you, Brother Brown. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but you need to mark verse 14 through verse 18 of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. The whole chapter is good, amen. When he talks about verse 17, wherefore come out from among them. I want you to get that because I want you to see it. Wherefore come ye out from among them. All right? And you need to underline that word them because that word them is the world. Amen. They called you to be unequally yoked. See, calls you to be in the world. See, and you know what I like to do when I look at phrases like that? See, in my own life, as I examine myself, I like to identify who those dems is. Because my dem ain't your dem. We all got different dems, amen. We got different things that affect us, amen. But you have to identify and you have to see it and you have to realize what they are in order to be able to deal with it. But the problem is, a lot of times we don't want to deal with it. You may say, well, that them may be my children. You say, oh, no, it can't be my children because you don't want your children to be them. But if your children is baby children, your children is bad, they are them. Amen. See, in order for you to deal with it, you have to identify that. Amen. It may be your husband, it may be your wife. It may be your daughter, it may be your son. You understand what I'm saying? But you have to deal with it because as long as you continue to put up with it, amen, you're not going to never be able to control that lust. That lust going to always control you. So when he says, come ye out from among them, you say, well, where the dem? I don't know what your dem is. I know what my dem is. Amen. Because on my desk, I got a folder, amen. And I denote problem that I deal with. I don't denote what my wife problem is. I don't denote what my, I denote what affects me. Because every man got to bear his own burden, amen. So every man got to control these wars and fighting that goes on within their members, amen. And it's controlled by that word lust. Amen. And a lot of times we can't control it because we don't want to deal with it. The reason why we don't want to deal with it is you don't want to hurt people's feelings. Or you don't want to be truthful. But here we go again. I'd rather be truthful now than to die and to hear him say, depart from me, I never knew you. You work of iniquity. Because if we die and we have not controlled lust in our life, brother, we're going to have problems on Judgment Day. Amen. We saw that with Pharaoh, did we not? That word entreat. Go to your God after all them plagues. Tell dare your God to entreat. And every time God pulled back, he went back in the same situation. Did he not? Because he did not have the ability to be able to control the problem that beset him. But what that does, when we leave it unattended, it just hardens our heart. We get deeper, we get deeper, we get deeper in sin. You never been deep in sin? We all have sinned, amen. And fallen short of the glory of God, amen. To the point you throw up your hands and say, Lord, I just don't know what to do. Lord, you pray that prayer, Lord, just get me out of this. I ain't going to do this no more. Until you get out of it. Then you go right back in your same situation. Amen. We pray these prayers, Lord, help me get out of this debt. And you get out of this debt until you get back into the mall. And the reason why is because, see, you don't literally know how to control that word lust. And that's the reason why these wars and fighting goes on among our members, because we are not truthful with ourselves. And this is the time, this is the reason why you're here, folks. Too many folks go to church to be entertained emotionally, but they're not being taught to understand, to know, in order to transform. So when you leave here, you need to be just a little bit better. See, I might say a whole lot better, but a little bit better than when you came, amen. And it's a work in progress of Revelation 2:10 to be thou faithful unto death. So he says, wherefore come ye out from among them, and be ye separate. Underline that word, separate. You can't play with the devil and be spiritual too. You got to let it go. You got to turn it loose. You got to come ye out from among them. Underline that word, separate. Sometimes you got to make decisions about your family members. When I first obeyed the gospel, my cousins, I had to make a decision about them. I loved them dearly. I still love them, amen. But I knew that when I became a Christian and obeyed the gospel, I couldn't serve two masters. Because they did things that we used to do together. So I had to separate myself. And even today, I'm very careful about who I hang out with. I'm very careful about where I go. I'm very careful about who I let come to my house. Because there were a separation. And I know that devil's a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. See, I'm not going to let that devil control me. I'm going to control him. But to do that, I got to know who them is and to be able to separate myself from them. And I know you may say, well, I can handle it. I got it under control. You think you do. That devil been working a long time. That devil been here from the beginning of time. Am I right? See, if he got Eve, brother, he can get me and you, amen. So I don't underestimate him, amen. I don't underestimate who he is and what he's capable of. But I do know one thing, that there's power in the word. I know that God power will supersede the devil power. Every day, 24/7, 365 days a year, if you use it. But you got to be truthful with it. Be separate, said the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will. Look at that positive response. He said, I will receive you. See, I will be with you. Amen. We've been talking about that on Wednesday night. God glorified what? Jesus, am I right? Jesus glorified God, am I right? Or vice versa. And because of that, we're glorified through him by being in the church, amen. That's how he receives us, through faithful obedience, am I right? And a lot of people just don't see this here. In relationship to understand, don't you let lust control you. You control it. Who are your demons? And that's what you need to be writing down. Don't be true, but don't get with your husband and say, well, that's identified with them. Uh-uh. You get your demons straight first. And you send him to the call and get his demons straight. Then y'all come together. Amen. Because every man got to bear his own burden. Am I right? Am I right? See, and that's the point that we need to understand. Let's go back to James, okay? And let's see. Y'all with me? You lust and you have not. We already talked about your kill and your desire to have and cannot obtain. That's the nature of people. We're trying to grab all the gusto. That's the reason why we're trying to get overtime. That's the reason why we're trying to work more than what we should. We're trying to have. We're trying to attain. We're trying to desire. And we still don't get it. See, why? Because verse number 3, you ask amiss. That is, you ask without using the authority of God. You ask based on your will, not God's will. That what that word of mist means. You do it in a foolish way, not a wise way. That's what that is. You want it because you see it. Lust of the eyes. 1 John 3:15, 16. Lust of the flesh and the pride of life. That's what that is. You need to write that by that. 1 John 3:15, 16. See, that's the reason why you ask. You ask to miss. Everything that we desire, everything that we ask, it must be approved by the authority of God. I like what Terry said. Terry wanted his response. He said, it must be done by God's authority. That is, it must be proven in the book. See, what we desire, what we want. See, just don't want it because Frazier got it. Just don't want it because your neighbor got it. Just don't want it because somebody on the job got it. Well, you want it based on authority. Everything we want, we don't need. Amen? And that's nothing you need it right now. Won't need. Do you need it? Or do you want it? Or you gotta have it? Amen. Because everything that you may want, you don't need. Everything you gotta have, you don't need. Amen. I say all the time, listen to me. Basic essential life. Sociologists call the Maslow hierarchy of theory. I call it what Jesus said. Amen. What state you find yourself in, be content. That is, hey, you slept last night, had a roof over your head, amen. You got up this morning, got you something to eat, amen. Had a reasonable portion of your health and your strength, amen. That is, that you got somewhere to live, you got light, water, gas. I ain't say no cell phone, I ain't say no telephone. I ain't say no internet, did I not say that? Those are basic essentials and something to eat, amen. Can you get along just like that? Now everything else is extra, amen, if it don't rob God. Y'all hear me? Some of us will pay $300 or $400 cell bill and get the lights cut off. Thank you, Murray. Ain't that something? Am I right? But see, this is what examination is all about. And guess what, y'all? The devil know that, amen. See, the devil gets you all messed up and gets you out there in the left field based on your wants, amen. Based on what you want, amen. Look what he says. See, because you want to have it, amen. And he gets you out there in the left field because you did it amiss, then he's going to drop you like a hot potato. Then the first somebody you come back to when you get out there in the left field, you're going to come back to the church. And you're going to stand up and you're going to say, brothers and sisters, I need the prayers of the church. And you know why you're going to say it? Because you ain't got nowhere else to turn. But see, it's more than that, brother. Examination. What you sow is what you reap. You got to go back and clean all that mess up. Amen? Because until you get your mind right, until you get that transformation right, until you get the understanding right to know what I'm saying based on the book is right, see, it ain't going to work. We can pray for you all day, but if your mindset's still wrong, it ain't going to work. Am I right or wrong? It's not going to work. Because this is a principle here. He said, you ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your what? Lust. Underline that word, consume. See, and what it does, your lust gets bigger and bigger and bigger. So you start out with a little lust, am I right? You start out with a little plague, am I right? Then those plague got worse. Well, take them frogs off of us. We need water. And that what he said? Now, if you ain't read that, you don't know what I'm talking about. Am I right? And one thing about God, brother, for every time it went back and asked God to stop, God stopped. Didn't it? Didn't I'm telling you? See? Go ahead, my brother. You have something? Go ahead. Yes. That's it. But it's a seed process. And that seed process go all the way back to Genesis. Every seed gonna produce that as well? All kind. It's a seed process, a reciprocity of how we sow. Am I right? That word sow is how we live, how you accept the scriptures. See, the scripture's not good, or the scripture's not valid, unless the scripture's in accordance to authority. Did I say it right? See, you can't do something wrong and make it right. There's no way. There's no way in the world. You can't worship wrong and say it's acceptable. Because everything got to be done by the authority, and that authority is based on a seed process that's already been sown through the perfect law of liberty. That's why we got the Bible. Am I right? So that you can study 2 Timothy 2:15 to show yourself approved, so you can have understanding Ephesians 5:17. Then once you know, am I right? See, once you know, then you can transform through that seed process. But if you're on thorny ground, if you're on good soil, whatever kind of soil you got, still God's grace and mercy allows us to correct it. See, it makes no difference how bad you may be today. It makes no difference how you came up in here today. See, as long as you're breathing, you still have a chance. Am I right? See, that's God's grace. See, that's his long-suffering. That he allowed us to come to a class like this here, and once you hear God's word, see, 2 Corinthians 6:19, see, them, separate. Even what we talk, see, we consume our lust upon ourselves. See, these words that we keep throwing out right here, some may click. Amen. They give you a better understanding. Amen. Now, you better be careful, because sometimes the word can be preached, and the word can go over your head. And the reason why, because see, if sin now, sin gonna block the seed from penetrating. Because seed can't penetrate. There's no way in the world you can take some seeds and go out there in front of this building where it's concrete, cement, asphalt, and throw it out there. It ain't gonna germinate. See, birds gonna come, sun gonna scorch it, whatever it may be. It just ain't gonna happen. You gotta take those seeds and put it in good soil. You understand what I'm saying? Somebody the other day, one of the people that go here gave me some collard greens. They told me to come by the house, they had a garden, they were giving me a batch of greens. So we went by and I started trying to pick them, but I left my lawn. But anyway, they gave me some. And boy, they sure was good. And so I got to thinking, I said, well, Doc, I think we ought to though try to get us one of these gardens here. And he said, yeah. Maybe on the side of the house, that'll be nice. And she said, well, who's going to do the work? I said, well, maybe we can do a team effort. She said, team who? And that's the further that God went. We didn't go no further with that God. Now, it was a good thought, wasn't it? You know, that you can go out there and go buy you some plants or whatever you want to do, or seeds. But still, you got to go out there and cultivate the soil, am I right? See, then you got to go out there and plant the seeds are the plants, am I right? Then once you plant them, you still got to go out there and water them, am I right? And cultivate them to make sure you get all the plants and things and do all the things you need that they can, because they just don't have them, just pop up. But that demands work, am I right? Well, the same thing with the seeds of the Word of God. Amen. See, you got to work the seed. You got to take care of the seed. You got to, so it can grow. So you ever Philippians 2:12 said, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. But these are things that we need to understand. See, and that's the reason why. You know, there are a lot of people. It's like a lot of people is not read the Bible. Well, that's all right. You don't have to. That's your choice. Amen. But it's a reason why. They're not just doing it because they don't want to. It's a reason why. Amen. You know what that reason is? They got something else more important. Amen. And that's going to happen. Look what he says here. And we talked about that. Adulterous and adulterous, sin. Get that word no. Underline that word no. Know ye not. So you got to know. See, through understanding that you can't have the friendship of God, friendship of the world, See? And be a friend to God. Because the friendship of the world is the enemy with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Then if you can't control lust, amen, that consume you, amen, you can't be a friend of God. Because where sin is, God is what? Amen. Am I right? Am I right? Do y'all understand that? Because a lot of people say, I'm a Christian, right? But are you? Are you? Amen. I mean, I've been with people that say, thank you, Jesus. On one side, and on the other side, they say other things. Amen. So you have to be careful. Then it says, do you think that the scripture said in vain? Now look what he said. The spirit, underline that word spirit, that's your attitude. It's not the big S, the spirit of the word of God, is it? It's how you perceive the way you are. See, what kind of life do you really have? Now you can fool me, you can fool us, but you can't fool God. See, God look high and God look low, amen. See, you can come up here all dressed up, looking good, smiling, shaking hands, say amen, and still have a bad spirit. Amen. So a lot of times people say, I just stay at home. I ain't going to church. I don't folks in the church ain't no good. Well, you crazy. Because I can control you, but I can control me. Am I right? Am I right? See, I'm not going to base what I do based on what you do. I'm going to base what I do based on authority. Because as long as I'm with authority, I know God, number one, I can be a friend of God. Amen. So it says in the spirit, that what kind of spirit you have, that dwell in us, lust to do what? Envy. See, whatever kind of spirit we got, what it do, it causes us to want to lust. Now, he used the word envy, but it could be anything. Y'all see the danger? Not being able to control desire. See, want. See, you have to have that frame of mind, folks, be transformed. Realize that this world is not your home. You came in with nothing, you're going to leave with nothing. Amen. Now, listen to me. It's all right to be blessed. I'm not saying that. It's all right to have a nice home. It's all right to have a nice automobile. It's all right to have nice things as long as you don't let it control you. As long as you don't have to stay at home and not be able to worship in order to consume what you got. Did y'all hear what I just said? See, if you got to stay at home to be able to consume a lust, it ain't going to do you no good. You got a bad spirit. Now, y'all correct me if I'm wrong. I know what y'all going to say. Well, Bob, if a man don't work, he don't eat. You know what you just said. Work is basic necessities. Amen. It don't mean that you're working to have everything in the world. Amen. You remember that man had all them bonds over in Luke? He was talking about my bond, my God. Look at him and said, you ain't nothing but a fool. See, your spirit, the way we think, see what we understand, what we know, that we cannot be transformed because we fail to identify the them that separate us, that lust control us. Y'all hear what I just said? The spirit. This day on the Lord's Day is the greatest day of the week. There's nothing more important than this day. I was in the spirit on the Lord's Day. The Church of Christ was established on the Lord's Day. You tell me what's better than the Lord's Day. Then we have 1 Corinthians 11, it says when the whole church come together in one place. That's the mindset we need to have. We got to be here. The whole church got to be here. We got to come together in one place because we're going to do all five items of worship. Am I right? We're going to worship God in spirit and in truth. Now, if you, because you have not identified them to separate yourself from the world, amen, the flesh and the spirit, and you decide not to be here, whose fault it is? Don't get quiet now. Amen. And that's the reason why when you see in the news, well, certain people are losing their house, they killed themselves. People are losing their job, they're jumping out of windows. You know why? Because their spirit was wrong. So what, you lose a house? So what, you lose a car? Well, so what? Go get nothing. Ain't worth killing yourself up. Amen. Because you know what? A car ain't nothing. I tell my wife, houses, the first one I bought cost $18,000. Now you can't buy one under $100,000. Cars, $2,000 and $3,000. Am I right? Now you can't buy one under $40,000. And do you not realize you're spending $40,000 just to get you to the grocery store? Hello? You don't sleep in it. Am I right? I like Little House on the Prairie. I like Gunsmoke. I like those old movies, you know. And I be thinking about, you know, they riding off on their horse. They going from town to town. You know, I was watching the rifleman the other day come on about 5 o'clock on Saturday morning. He said, it took me a whole day to travel 50 miles. I said, what were you traveling on? Well, he was on the horse. The horse was inexpensive, wasn't it? Give him a little hay and some water, I guess, that's all they ate. Am I right? But see, here we go again. You got to understand what's most important in your life. Because you can't have both, brother. And I'll tell you something else. See, and you can't come in here and be consumed. Look at the verse back up here. Back up here to verse number 3. See, you can't be consumed because you're acting amiss and you can't control love. And you can't be consumed and go all the way down. And by the word consume here, go all the way back down to verse number 5 and have a right spirit. Tie both of them together. You can't consume the world all week and come here and have a good spirit. You can't do it. Because the wrong spirit don't be overtaking you. Amen. Worry about all we are. Ain't got no money. That's how we talk. Don't know what you say. You'll never talk to yourself like that. I'm serious. You'll never be by yourself and start talking to yourself. Sometimes I start talking so fast, I don't even know. I guess I'm crazy, y'all ain't. But anyway, go back to the word. It says here, underline that, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusts to envy. But look at verse 6. But he giveth more grace. Amen. Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but give grace unto the what? Humble. Now, hear those words again. We've been talking about all year. You got to be able to submit, resist, draw, it ought to be humble so he can do what? Am I right? But see, you can't submit, you can't resist, you can't draw to be humble, to be lifted up, but if you don't control lust, amen. Are you been consumed with lust, amen? Are you acting amiss, amen? You understand what I'm saying? Or if a war and fighting goes on among you, look at what we just read. War, fighting goes among you, why? Because you can't control lust, am I right? Number two, you asked in a mist, and because of that, you're being consumed with what? Lust. Your spirit is bad because it draws you to what? Lust. Y'all saying? So he's saying here, look what he says here. God is a good God, and because God is a good God, he giveth more grace. Grace is unmerited favor. But grace don't work outside the word, y'all. See, grace can't work outside the word. See, the only way grace is going to work, it got to work with authority. Am I right? You got to be right for grace to work. Grace is a benefit. Amen. Unmerited favor. Like it told Saul, Paul, he said, my grace is sufficient. See, grace is a benefit. Like you go get a job. What kind of benefit? Grace is a benefit that we as Christians use. See, wherefore he said, God resists the proud. Amen. Proud is those who can't control us, asked in amiss, got a bad spirit, but he giveth grace unto the what? Humble. Underline that word, humble through grace, amen, that God giveth. You can't get it by yourself. Y'all with me? And you can't get it if you got lust in your life. You can't get it if you can't define want and need. You act wrong, outside authority. Amen. I can't say it no other way. And those are benefits that we receive, brethren. That's the good thing about being a Christian. For all the states you find yourself in, be content. There's going to be some good days in your life. There's going to be some bad days in your life. That's just life. Amen. I have good days. I have bad days. I struggle. Amen.
I do.
I struggle with people, I struggle with family, I struggle with children. I do. But I do know one thing, even though I do struggle, I still got power. And God's grace is working as long as I have submitted, I resist the world, I draw through study, that is so he can humble himself, so he can lift me up. Y'all got it? Y'all need to write those words now. And let me give them to you. In case you missed it. Just find your piece of paper and write them down. Number one, you got to be able to understand what lust is. Desire. All right? And the reason why lust and desire, hey, there's a war going on. That's why we tried to put that book together, amen, to put on the whole armor of God, amen. So we can have understanding, am I right? So we can know, so we can be transformed. Now, because there's wars going on, we lust every day. That's a human element. We won't. Why do you think the Birmingham News have so many ads in there? The reason why you can't watch a show, when you're watching it, they have commercials, sometimes commercials last 4 minutes. Why do you think they advertise? McDonald's spend millions of dollars to advertise a Big Mac. Or advertise a fish salmon with the tartar sauce falling off of it. Y'all ain't never seen them? Because they want you to go have it, right? Now, if you ain't got no money to have it, but you got peanut butter and jelly at home, or you ain't got but $2, why are you going to go buy a fish salmon when you can go eat a peanut butter and jelly salmon and get fooled the same way? Hello? And keep your $2. You're going to get the both results. You're going to get filled. A peanut butter jelly and a glass of water will fill you up. Since I've been on a diet, I've learned a little food will fill you up if you get your mindset right. It don't take no 5 pieces of chicken to get food. I'm telling you the truth. It don't take it. You go to a restaurant job, and they got a meat in 2 sides, and you buy it, and you sit down and eat it, you get food, don't you? And why were you going to go to Ryan and eat everything on the buffet? Because you see it. When you're at home, you don't cook chicken, pork chop, liver, meatloaf all at the same time. Do you? You don't do it. Most people fix a meat and a couple of vegetables. Amen. Oh, I forgot about Tama. Yeah, but anyway. But you understand what I'm saying? So you got to learn how to prioritize. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of times people say, what you want to eat? Well, I don't know what I want to eat. And you know you got some pork chop. You don't went to the grocery store and bought pork chop chicken. You bought groceries. It's sitting in your refrigerator. You know it there. What you want to eat? Well, I don't know. And then you pass by them Chinese places. I sure would like to have me 6 pepper wings. No, you broke. Am I right? Tell the truth. And then we husbands say, well, you know you ain't got but $6 in your pocket. You know you broke. You hope, you know when you give them that card to swipe, you know you hope my prayer, please let it go through. But see, you got to learn how to control these. Y'all laughing, but it's a fact of life. Amen. That's what lust is. Amen. Am I right? So that word lust, amiss, write the word amiss down, and by the word amiss, no authority. No authority. This ain't got no authority. Do it because you won't. Won't. Amen. Who your friend is. Write that down. Who your friend is. Who your friend is. Who is your friend? It's God or the devil. Because you can't have both. Then what kind of spirit you got? See, they're going to determine what kind of spirit you have. Amen. Because, see, if you don't have the right spirit, see, you're not going to get grace. And you're going to get grace because you can't submit, right? And that's where we are. See, you can't submit yourself, therefore, to God. So you can't resist yourself to God if you don't have all the above. Y'all with me? Some people say, well, I got half of all. That ain't good. No, you got to have all of them. Amen. Because see, you can't say, well, I got some of them. You got to have all of them. Every one of them got to work. Kathy, this is an order of operation. Amen. That I don't ever want to see in a mathematical term no more. As long as I know how to count money, that's good enough. Amen. And this is a process that we have to follow. Amen. Here we go again. Write these down because we're going to look at them. You got to submit. You got to resist. Submit to God. Resist the devil. Draw to God. To be humble in order to be lifted up by grace. Amen. Because you got rid of all of the above. Does that make sense? And you know what? Every day this week, you need to read that over and over and over again. See, you need to go back to 2 Corinthians 6:19. Look at your dims. Look at things that you need to separate yourself, that you need to come ye out from among. I'm serious. You need to look at it. Go home and write it down. Examine yourself. Write who those dims are. Be truthful with yourself. Because if you can't control your spirit, you can't control nothing. Amen. Now don't get in the car and say, I ain't studying, Brother Lyle. But you don't have to study me. The word ain't going to change. You don't have to like because I said it. It still ain't going to change this book. Because you can't add to it, not take away. These are, you know what? These are principles of life. That's all they are. That we may have peace, happiness, joy. Am I right? And that's what I want. I just want a life. I just like going home where there's peace. Amen. I like going home where there's love. Amen. Everybody getting along. Amen. It's not based on where we live. Not based on what we got. Am I right? Remember a long time ago, the old school, mama, we ain't got no meat. You better go meet Jesus. Y'all remember that? When mama used to make some cat heads, and then she make gravy. Man, you know meat was in there. It was so good. Y'all remember that? How mama used to do that. Mama could make up stuff, but we was happy, amen. We go pick blackberries. Y'all remember that? Mama used to make blackberry pies in the store the other day. I want me some blackberry. $5.99. I don't even know where a blackberry bush is. Somebody said they around here somewhere. I ain't seen that in a long time. Amen. But we'd get up early in the morning, didn't we? Go pick blackberry without no shoes on. And by the time we come back home, I'd be also green. I'd be about 8 half miles up. Mama would say, where the blackberries at? I said, Mama, I don't know. My mom be just black. She'd know I was lying. I wouldn't even have enough to make a blackberry pie. Well, she did the best what she had. But we was content, weren't we? We didn't have no cell phone, did we? We didn't have no phone. Didn't have no TV. We played and had shot marbles, didn't we? We were happy, weren't we? Neighbors got along with one another, didn't they? Neighbors spoke with one another, amen. People sat on the porch. People don't even know they got a porch now. People don't even come out doors no more, do they? And then hear that word again. But we got everything. We living good. We living better. Something that we living better than we ever lived. But how can you do when you don't use these principles? I'm out of time. Time done ran out. Boy, that's good, man. Next week we're gonna talk about submit, resist, draw, humble, to be lifted. I'm glad to have you, Marie's sister. And we're glad to have you with us. Amen. And